You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa,
where all good parties end up in the kitchen.
Just ask kitchen experts from HGTV's kitchen cousins, John and Anthony.
And if that's not enough party pizzazz for you, it's bottoms up with top-down mixologist and the perfect publican from Cooking Channel's Drink Up, Dr. Daryl.
Cabinets in Quattro, Design and DiSerona. Who's ready for a rusty nail?
Home improvement fun happens
next on my Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or master.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa, who's her head's moving side by side. Side by side.
I've got two heads.
She's got
good Teresa's head is next to the evil Teresa's head. Like in those old cartoons
with
where you had the angel and the devil on your shoulder.
The angel and the devil.
I just come like, you know, I was made with two heads. So I
there
got
you go.
Two ones going.
Yeah, so they're going side by
you
side.
You never know which one's gonna talk.
Which is a new dance that I've come up with. Check out YouTube for that.
Your side-by-side dance?
My side-by-side dance.
Where you dance next to yourself?
Yeah. It's philosophically impossible.
That's really awesome. So I want to talk about today's show. We're in the kitchen today, and we are mixing it up with Daryl Robinson from Cooking Channel's Drink Up. It's on Mondays at 12:30.
That guy is, I just want to drink right now.
You do want to drink right now?
Kinda.
He's kind of fabulous, and we got to spend some time with him in Orlando where we did the interview, so we're sharing an interview that we recorded previously.
Right.
And he actually brought Mark to the bar. We went out to a party. We saw him at a party there,
mm-hmm.
and he brought you to the bar, and did he order three drinks?
He ordered three drinks,
mm-hmm.
and he had me choose one of them, and then I got to taste them all. And I got to pick the one I liked the best.
And did you win a prize?
I got to hang out with him.
Well, that's kind of a nice prize.
Yeah, the guy's great.
DrMixologist.com. Yes. And the doctor, you'll find out later in the show what that stands for, because that is a question that was on my mind. We're also talking with...
Teresa likes to get everybody's credentials ahead of time.
Doctor of what? I mean, seriously, it could be a doctor of anything. We're also talking with kitchen cousins, John and Anthony. They're on HGTV, and you can check them out at kitchencousins.tv as well.
That's right. And by the way, when I was looking at their website to check out for this show, they've got great gear.
Gear?
Gear, T-shirts and stuff that they wear on the show. You can buy those on their website.
The actual shirts worn by the guys?
Yeah, I think you pay extra to get their sweat in them. But
unwashed.
They have...
That's kind of creepy.
The name of their company
is
Brunelleschi Construction,
yes.
which is named after a architect
yes.
who created this church or dome in Italy, which
Duomo.
Is the Duomo,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic. Anyway, that's what's on the shirt. I like the shirt. That's all I'm trying to get at.
So the dome is on the shirt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a really good story. I'm on the edge of my seat. And I also want to share with everyone, because I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm going to lay down.
You can win $1,500. You know how?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
You can do something that we do.
Well, I like this contest because it's
cedar.
About action.
If you build with Western Red Cedar, like if you built a planter box or a deck, pergola, anything outside.
Fence, gate. Arbor.
Just open like your landscaping book. If you've built any of those structures, you know, out of Western Red Cedar, you send in a photo of your project.
It can be any structure. Those are just examples.
And you can enter to win. You can go to our website and check it out. Click on free stuff. You can enter to win $1,500. And they're also giving away weekly prizes, too. Like Home Depot.
Like Home Depot. Exactly, like Home Depot.
This project that you've already done, and it's awesome, you could totally win $1,500 for having built it.
And who doesn't want to win money for doing what you're going to do anyway?
Well, then here's another thing you can win. Got to share.
It's contest heavy.
Yes. You can win an iPad 2 from DaVinci Roofscapes.
When does that get here?
When did you keep asking when you're going to get the iPad 2, but you're not going to get it. I don't think you're a deserving person. Have you gone on DaVinci Roofscapes and have you... colors together to put your own special roof color blend together. It's a really cool program.
Go to DaVinci's Facebook page and submit your dream color combination for roof.
It's like a little color game online. It's totally fun and awesome. Or you can go to our website and click on free stuff, myfixituplife.com.
They're giving away two iPad 2s.
They are?
Two.
Wow. That's
I just circled it right here, so it must be true.
Well, it has to be true.
Winners of the two iPad, two prizes.
Yeah, Mark not eligible to win. You see that on there as well?
Yes.
Well, I'm excited to talk to our guest today, and we have to bounce.
I'm not cool enough to know what that means, so I'll just
do a break.
Bounce up and down on my chair. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we are in the find section of our show, and I can't wait to find out what you found.
Well, I found some great stuff, but before jumping into it, and I should just jump into it.
Why?
I saw you writing feverishly during the break.
You want to know what my find is?
No, it just means that even if I do go, you're going to cut me off and go.
You want to know
the rest of the segment
is.
So since you looked so happy, please go first.
Let me share my joy with you and with everyone.
And at the end of the segment, I will try to jam in my two fix-it-up finds in 30 seconds.
You know I love Twitter, and you can check us out at My Fix It Up Life on Twitter. But I love Twitter. And one of the things I love about Twitter is
People already know about Twitter.
Is that, you know, our friends over at Home Fixated?
Yes.
Okay. Have, like, the randomest things that they share.
Hysterical.
Okay. So this is one that I recently found. I have to share it with you. It's called botanicals.
Oh, no.
Now, say you have plants in your home.
Sure.
But you're really busy, and, you know, you can't really remember if you watered them or not, or if they're getting enough sunlight, or maybe you might have overwatered them, or you might want to know how they're feeling about you.
Sure.
You know, have you ever wondered? Well,
yeah.
Here's a product that's made
insert quizzical look here.
Made just for you. It's called Botanicals. And created from students at NYU.
Okay.
They have created this product so plants can let you know exactly how they feel about you and the quality of care that you're giving them.
What choices do you get? Because I might not get this.
So it can either call you or tweet you to let you know if it needs to be watered, and how it's feeling.
Sure.
Isn't that cool?
Wow. Wow. Can I get that as a mobile application so my plants can call me while I'm at work?
Well, the really cool thing is that it has a sensor that detects the moisture and the sunlight there at the plant.
C6H1206.
So you stick it in your plant.
That's photosynthesis, baby.
And it has a digital readout. And then it has customizable sayings that call you to let you know, different things.
Okay.
Do you want to know how your plants are feeling? Do you want to, like, get a lot of plants and, like, have this whole tropical thing going? And then your phone will be ringing constantly and buzzing because you're getting so many, like, tweets from your plant?
You know, I'd be the guy who gets the tweet, "Dear Mark, you're a jerk."
Your plant would
that'd be good. They'd get a new setting on the application.
Well, and it's only $100.
What is their website?
Well, you have to go to Home Fixated and check out it and go to their NYU people.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But, yeah, so you can buy...
Only Home Fixated.
You go to,
off the wall.
Go to the Home Improvement Center, buy a whole big pile of plants for spring.
Yes.
Probably spend $100 on a pile of plants.
Right.
And then buy this $100 monitor for each one of those plants.
Will it call you if the cats start to eat the leaves?
You know, I don't know that, but I'm kind of wondering when my cat is going to be tweeting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will throw my computer out the window.
I have an itch behind my right ear. And then, you know, I have to go, like, pet it or something.
Aw, so cute. Kittens
so
and cuddly stuff.
Botanicals.
Botanicals.
Now, can your finds beat my finds?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've got one. Both of mine are based in the human senses.
Okay.
Yeah, one is taste. Sunchips.com.
I love Sunchips.
Oh, those things are great.
They're very tasty.
They are tasty. But
and I love the bags that they make them in.
That's my find.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know about that.
They're 100% biodegradable, compostable.
And did you know that they've been making those bags degradable for a while? The first version of it was really noisy. Do you remember?
No.
It was so noisy. So then they went and re-engineered the bag to make them less noisy because it sounded so wildly different than, like, your standard, I don't know, like classic Lay's or something, bag of chips,
mm-hmm.
that it totally irritated customers. So then they went back and re-engineered
it. Wow. Well, one of the things I like about this and
can you tell I'm into Sun Chips?
Yeah, I guess so, is that they're compostable. So you can put them in an active compost bin and the I'll call it plastic, it's not plastic, will break down, which I think is cool.
I like it. We have a compost bin, too.
And their Modesto, California manufacturing facility, and I put this in the context of I can recycle all the soda cans in the world, but until a factory puts solar panels on their roof, it's a drop in the ocean. You know what I mean? It has to happen at the corporate level for things to really change.
Is that why you, like...
So now I feel...
Is that why you throw our trash in our yard and, like, light it on fire and stuff?
Yeah, that's why I have a giant burn pile of all corporations that I don't like.
That's really good.
Yeah. I buy their stuff even though I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then burn it in the yard. Kids, come here.
You, like... That's why we have sheep outside, because you, like, make your own yarn and you knit your own underpants and stuff. Because you wanted to buy nothing made from a corporation.
What's the movie... I want to buy nothing
all,
made
like,
or sold.
Like
I don't want to sell anything bought or made.
Say anything.
Say anything.
Yes,
John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
so we have a minute left. What's your other find?
Smell.
Oh, Lord.
Our washing machine or the water that's in it just stinks to high heaven sometimes. And I can't be the only one experiencing this because our friends at Tide, we don't really have any friends at Tide, Tide.com has made a washing machine cleaner.
Okay.
So you put it in your washing machine, and what's happening is the washing machines use less water than they used to, than the old ones.
Yes.
So they're not flushing out as much,
yes.
And then stuff that's in the water remains, that's what smells, blah, blah, blah. You put this stuff in there, and it cleans that stuff out, and user reviews at Tide.com are great.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's a problem solver that will... fix things in my daily life.
Now, does it do something different than, you know, because I usually take the Lysol wipes and wipe out the washer.
Oh, it goes in, you put it in like a detergent.
It penetrates all different kinds of areas that I can't even see.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it gets all the stuff you can't get.
I think that would be a nice little present for you to pick up at the store for me.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Not only have you found my find already, but...
That's the wife's job.
Now I have to buy you, but now I have to buy you a present.
All right, let's go to break together.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
All you've done, this little love has just begun, and now you're changing everything.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonson.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonson.com for all the answers to your window questions. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
This is my fix-it-up life.
This is my fix-it-up life, and you're back inside it. We're back inside the Lumber Liquidators booth. And it's go time.
It is go time, and I'm super excited because we have a vibrant guest in front of us that took time out of a very busy schedule of mixing up some cocktails today over at the Kohler booth.
Some fun libations, yes.
Oh, nice. Yes. $5 work. SAT work.
So,
and I want to know, I got to start out. I'm angry.
Wait, we haven't said who we're talking to yet.
Okay, we introduce ourselves to my anger, then go ahead and introduce ourselves to our guest.
Are we introduced to your anger yet?
Yes.
So
now,
I'll
circle back on that.
Should I self-introduce? I'll get the title correct.
Oh, there's a title?
Yes, there is.
Oh, I didn't know there's
a title. It's Daryl Robinson, a.k.a. Dr. Mixologist, and that doctor stands for Daryl Robinson, not a real doctor.
Oh, that's my question. That was my lead question.
Oh, that was your lead question?
And what's the doctor?
The doctor is just my initials.
Oh.
Yes, DR for Dr. Mixologist, Daryl Robinson.
Well, it's kind of like a doctor of love, because mixology is like all about like promoting all that, you know, good feeling.
Yes, it is. You put it where you need it. You know, I'm that guy for any occasion, any moment. You know, use me the way you want to.
Well, you know, I was excited that you were going to be here because we go on the 10 show in Philadelphia, and you were on like 2 days after we were on last week.
Last week, yeah. I came on Thursday doing Super Bowl cocktails. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you live in the Philadelphia area or are you just in the Philadelphia area?
I am out of New York City, and
okay.
What I do is I do one-off segments with NBC 10, Access Hollywood, Wendy Williams, Dr. Oz. So I come on as their cocktail guy in addition to the show that I do on the Cooking Channel, which is Drink Up. And I
Dr.
hope you're watching
Oz.
On Mondays at 12. Yeah, I did a low-calorie cocktail holiday segment for Dr. Oz, and it was the first time he did cocktails. He's a doctor, so he doesn't really, you know, promote.
He's not going to spend a lot of time on that, right?
No, he's not.
Yeah, Dr. Oz, I always think of, is the guy that has, like, a liver, like some a human liver, like, sitting on his table or, like, a heart.
But
or
you know what we did?
Getting, like, a facial peel.
Exactly.
Or something, or...
But we did low-calorie, portion-controlled cocktails. So nothing was, like, a supersized cocktail. Everything came in around 150 calories, and he had no problem with it. I just couldn't use any artificial sweeteners, so no Splendors, no Equal, no Sweet and Low.
Right.
He's very natural. And if you go to his set, everything... everything backstage is granola bars and bananas and apples. And,
right.
Is everyone like holding hands too and singing?
I was waiting for that.
Like you sit like on the floor and like meditate before, like that's that the green room.
The one good thing is he didn't drink on camera though, which I didn't expect. But Santa did because it was Dr. Oz, myself, and Santa.
Oh, you know how Santa is.
Well, Santa with all those kids, you know, I kept
right.
Santa's drink stiff.
You got to
yeah.
keep
yes.
the edge off
yes.
when you're Santa.
It's
whoa,
also-
ho, ho.
I'm going to bed. What did you make on Dr. Oz?
I made wine-inspired cocktails. I think I did something with cachaça. Now, you're asking me like 100 drinks ago because that's how many that was.
Right.
And then
right.
you pre-shoot it for the holidays, so I probably shot it late November. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I really remember. One was visually appealing, which had a red wine float at the top. I believe I used cachaça, which is the national spirit of Brazil, to make caipirinhas. And I filled it up with fruit to make it healthier.
Huh.
Some agave syrup, nectar. Again, the food of the gods. Antioxidants.
I love that.
Nice. So do you even know what's
drinking
in a rusty
Daryl
nail?
I most certainly do.
Or one of all those
you tell me what's in a rusty nail. Of course I know what's in a rusty nail. That's one of my favorite drinks.
Give me a second.
And pick a good scotch, too. Oh, I gave it away.
No, you didn't. I knew that. Scotch and Drambuie?
All right. I like it with Glenlivet 12 and Drambuie. Yes.
Tasty, bring that.
Tasty, tasty.
Bring that.
So simple.
That's
what I
from my bartending days.
Yeah.
I even know what's in a gin and tonic.
What's in the gin and tonic?
Vermouth. How much vermouth do you put in a dry martini versus a not-so-dry martini?
Well, if you go with a classic martini, obviously you're going to probably do a 3-to-1 and actually leave a one part of vermouth in it. But if I'm going to do a dry martini, I prefer an in-and-out. So I'm going to probably chill my martini glass with the ice and the vermouth, swirl it around, toss it out, kind of like a Sazerac. You don't really put the absinthe in it. You swirl it around, and you get rid of it,
right.
And you just have the essence of the vermouth in the glass.
So I want to ask, before you keep, you're just...
Now I have 2,000 questions.
He's going back to bartending 101, but I'm used to it.
I want to go back to Kohler.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I haven't been over there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen what you're doing over there. So tell me all about it.
I'm going to tell you about the last one I did, which is I'm feeling it right now, too. It was my heat flash. And my heat flash was the only shooter.
Heat flash?
Yes, that was the only drink I did as a shooter. And it was equal parts of Don Julio Reposado, Kahlua, and a float of 151 at the top. And you light it on fire. So
can,
it flames
can I
up
have
on the
that?
You can when I'm done. Your pamphlet is all yours in the
really?
Beginning. You know, you can go home and if you forget what I look like, you can, you know, read my bio.
You've got
and
a hot photo in there.
There you go.
And a lot of...
The one I look like would help circle back around to my anger, which is now turned into fury. You're in incredible shape. And it's awesome to see. You must take awfully good care of yourself.
It's really interesting you should say that. I just finished a 21-day detox. And I just believe as a bartender, you should probably, you know... abstain every now and then. I probably do it maybe 3 or 4 times a year. But I can honestly tell you in my entire life, I've probably been, and I don't mind saying it, trashed about 5 times. I don't really like the effects of being trashed. I think this would be the wrong business for me to be in if I were that kind of guy.
Well, you probably wouldn't be that good at it.
No. Well, you know, I know some bartenders who are pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But
I'm good as you are.
You know what? I don't like to say I'm the only one. I've gotten lucky with what I do. You know, I have a show, and I've been blessed to do all these other segments and sitting down with you two wonderful guys over here. But, you know, I just think I keep the conversation open. I keep it accessible. I think that's part of it. And personality. I mean, I know a lot of great bartenders, but you know what? Can I say they bore me to death when they're making a drink? Dude, I'm up here. You know your rum is here. You know your gin is here. Make that Long Island Iced Tea and talk to me.
4 bottles?
Exactly.
Is there another way to make a Long Island Iced Tea, or is it only to 4 bottles at one time?
If you can
for
pick
you.
Up.
For you. I mean, we're talking style points here.
I don't do flair bartending, but I can do the 4 bottles at the same time, and that's if you only use 4 liquors. Some people use rum, gin, tequila, triple sec, and vodka. So
that's five.
Right. So I'm just
the
saying
triple
that's
sec
only...
The fifth. Right,
no,
right,
no,
right.
Triple sec is always in it. The question is, are you going to use tequila?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, sometimes
right.
some bars don't use tequila.
Right.
So they would use a 4-ingredient Long Island Iced Tea, then your sour and your Coke to top it off, and your lemon and your cherry, all those other exciting things to finish it.
What drink
I
do
feel
you
like
make?
I'm going to, like, bartending school right now.
What drink?
Because I'm the girl that just drinks the drinks. I have no idea how they're put in at all. Like,
well,
I'm just
we would
like,
have
I
a good time
because
I would introduce you to all kinds of fun drinks. And especially if you told me you didn't like a particular type of spirit, that's my challenge. Do you like gin?
No, I hate gin.
See, I would make you love gin. See,
how
that's my challenge.
How did you know I didn't like gin?
Most women don't like gin.
Yeah.
You know, and
I keep trying it. Every, like, year or two, I'm like, maybe I'll try it now. I'm
it's
like,
an acquired
don't
taste.
Like it.
And, you know, I just tell people you need to find the ones with the juniper berries or the botanicals that fit your taste. Remember, gin, basically, when you strip it down, is vodka. And you turn it into gin by flavoring it with botanicals, juniper berries, and other herbs. And then it becomes gin.
See, that's what you need to do is have some juniper and some botanicals in my drink.
Yeah, I'll get right to that. I don't even know what he just said.
And then we can do facials together.
Don't worry. Just try different types of gins until you find the one. I bet you would like Hendrix. That's very high in citrus notes.
Okay.
And it's very cocktail friendly. Other things like probably Bombay Sapphire and Tanqueray, Beef Eater, may be a little bit too spicy for you. So we got to, you know, get you in the door in the conversation.
I feel
gradually.
Kind of, we got to
go, with
like
the botanicals
right now.
That's totally cool.
When does your show air on?
On Mondays at 12:30. It's called Drink Up. And if you're watching this Monday coming up, I'm going to be doing desserts and dessert cocktails.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes.
So can you see episodes online for the people that, like, you know, missed past ones or anything like that?
It's pretty national. I don't think they really have too many episodes online. You can probably go to the website and they may list a couple. But
speaking of websites, I love yours.
Thank you.
It's so pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I love, like, the video that comes up, the whole thing, and runs through all the stuff
that you
do.
Oh, I try to let you know who I am right away.
Oh, I knew who you were. It's like, I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. I'm like, you did everything.
So if you're making yourself a cocktail at home, what do you have?
You know, I'm all over the place, and I would have said 10 years ago it was always a vodka-based drink, although I could make everything and anything. I've learned to appreciate and really enjoy everything. So I'm not such a one-note number anymore. A lot of my friends still are, and that's my challenge to get them out of that box. Going back to what we talked about in the beginning, rusty nails, I still love that. And that's as old as...
That's the first drink in every bartending book.
Yes,
even,
it is.
Even if they print them out of alphabetical order, it's rusty nails first. I don't know why, but it is. It's one of those classic cocktails.
And the other thing is I like to make my friends make me drinks. And... if you were at the Cola station today, we were using this thing called a cordial bar sink, and it's a really cool setup. They can't make a mess in my kitchen because it's, like, dedicated just to them, an area where they can actually go and pretend to be that bartender that they're not. You know?
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you definitely have to
We're going to pretend we don't want to take a break. However, we have to be grown-ups and actually take a break. So we'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life from the Lumber Liquidators booth. International Builder Show.
Let's hold a cup. I'll fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonson.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonson.com for all the answers to your window questions.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The time we spent, I will always remember. I'd like to forget who I was then.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are rocking it out.
We are.
Talking kitchens.
We are rocking it in the kitchen.
All good parties end up in a kitchen.
Yes, they do.
At least they say.
Or they start in the kitchen, too.
They could.
Well, you cook it up, you make some nice drinks, and then you start the party.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Or maybe we should defer to our guests.
Oh, we can start even further back. Before you even start making any food, you have to have a nice kitchen.
That's a possibility.
And that's where our guests from HGTV's Kitchen Cousins come into the whole thing, my whole vision for
the whole
party.
Vision. John and Anthony, are you there, and are you checked down with Teresa's vision of good parties?
We're on board with the vision of good parties.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. All right. Well, let's skip all the serious questions and go to what do you guys do when you party?
Oh, boy. A lot of wine involved in those parties. John and I like to throw parties over by my place or his place quite a bit. I've got a cool little roof deck that we've kind of created a semi-outdoor kitchen on as well, so we kind of bring the outdoors in, if you will.
Oh, I love that, outdoor kitchens. Now, do you guys do that in your business too, create outdoor kitchens as well as regular kitchens?
Yeah, there's not much limits to what we do. We're any challenge, anything that's a creative project, anything that's going to be fun, we're into trying it.
Oh,
that's so cool.
That sounds great. Now, even though your show is Kitchen Cousins on HGTV, you guys run a full-scale remodeling operation, don't you?
Yes, we do. I mean, we really do, from soup to nuts, we do everything. We've done huge development projects that we've GC'd and owned the building as well. Specifically, actually, the building that Anthony and I live in, talking about parties, we both live in the same building. So we actually built that building, GC'd it, developed it from start to finish, and it was 22 condos.
Wow.
It was quite a project. If you can imagine, it was built in the early 1900s. It was an old warehouse.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous building. It's got the exposed brick. Exposed ductwork throughout, a lot of what you see on Kitchen Cousins, mixing the old and the new. We have our contemporary Italian kitchens. We put two very modern new floors on top of the structure to make it a 5-story building. Really, you name it, we do it.
Oh, that's super cool. Now, as far as, you're in people's homes and you're tearing out old stuff to bring in new designs and so forth, Is there any particular treasure or weird thing you found inside the walls? Like, we remodel here, so we know what it's like to tear in old plaster and so forth. And, you know, people hide stuff between the studs, or there's a fresco in there. You know, did you find $100,000 in cash, for example?
Yeah, we found a couple million dollars. That's why we're still working so hard.
It's a good find. You know, you do need to keep
you weren't
working.
You supposed to tell anybody that. I told you that.
The offshore account sent the money back, so we haven't found anything super super crazy. There are two cool things that we found recently. We just moved our office about 5 months ago to an old fire station that was originally built in 1896.
Killing me.
Fully restored.
Oh, my goodness.
Killing me.
I can't tell you how many times my husband has said that he wants to live in an old fire station. Like literally have a tractor and live in a fire station are, like, the dreams of my husband.
All right. Well, hey, listen, anytime you want to come hang out with us, you know, when you find the time. Until you do, though, they feature the office pretty prominently on Kitchen Cousins. So you can definitely see some of the architectural elements, especially the brickwork on the outside is just fantastic. But when we were in the middle of the restoration, we took down some old rusted tin paneling in the building, and behind it, written in pencil on the plaster, it said, "This firehouse erected 1896 by Fireman Bill O'Keefe," I believe was the name.
That is awesome.
We kind of photographed that, and you know, we've got that saved, and we're planning on framing it just as soon as we can find 5 minutes. and then the other cool thing we found up in the ceiling were a lot of old glass soda bottles, the small ones that were, you know, all pop cap and stuff, and those are kind of neat.
Those are really neat. Our 10-year-old is fascinated by them, actually.
Yeah, we've got those saved on the side, and again, when we find all that free time, we're gonna clean them up and do something with them.
So between filming for your show and running your business, and apparently having a really nice time having parties at your, you know, as your residence that we'll be invited to shortly, like, how do you like have 5 minutes? Seriously.
Our lives. Anthony and our lives and my life has been kind of turned upside down. I mean,
oh my God,
five minutes. We don't have 5 minutes anymore. It's kind of a 24/7 thing now.
That's awesome.
We're constantly working all the time. But at the same time, we love what we do. So even though we are working, we are doing it. It's him and I, you know, we're cousins, but we're best friends doing what we love, and we have just a true passion for it.
Well, that's really cool.
I mean, if we were not as passionate as we are, we get excited over some crazy things. I mean, you put the right kitchen cabinets in front of me, I'll be jumping up and down. But it's the kind of thing where if we weren't together and we weren't this passionate about it, I don't think it would work, because the time commitment is beyond substantial. But I tell you, man, every day we're finding something new, we're pushing each other, and we're having a blast doing it.
Wow. Wow. Now, on a day-to-day basis, you guys have so much going on. Are you, like many remodelers and DIYers for that matter, juggling between doing the business stuff, then throwing your tool pouch on, then, you know, running out to the van or the truck to say, "Hey, that fill-in-the-blank tool's not here. Oh, no, what do we do?"
you just described our day to a T every single day. That's
so,
exactly what happens.
So who's to blame for the missing rotary hammer?
Oh, do it.
I love it. And another family
when
thrown
we,
under the bus.
Happens, we always say, I'm like, your dad must have took it, and he used it.
Nice.
We blame my dad all the time. That's
nice. Is he even there to defend himself?
What's that?
Is he there to defend himself?
No, of course not.
Awesome.
That's even better. Yeah, that warms my heart entirely. Now, I was reading you guys' bios on your website, kitchencousins.tv,
mm-hmm.
And I saw that, Anthony, you love you don't love your kitchen, but John, you do. Like, what's the deal?
I like the materials that were used. I don't like my kitchen because it's set off to the side of my apartment, where John's got this great open concept kitchen, which we're both huge fans of. And just the innate nature of the building, you know, adaptive reuse projects, whenever you're working within the confines of existing space, you know, you've got these existing conditions that you've got to deal with. So the way the layout worked out for my particular unit, it forced the kitchen kind of off to the side. And, you know, it's not that I hate it. I just, you know, I love to entertain, and to be in the kitchen and in the party at the same time is kind of a crucial mix for me.
Yeah, and just like Anthony said, my kitchen, just the way it kind of laid out when we were developing and breaking down all the units, I was able to, you know, do a nice island, and it opens up to the rest of my living room. So when I do have a party or people over, everyone is constantly in the kitchen, in the living room. It's, you know, it's one just big area. Like how you guys were saying, having a party, it's very ideal for entertaining.
Sounds awesome.
That's very cool.
And, you know, here's a question for you, because that's my job to ask them until we run out of time.
I'm so glad that you're up to speed on the whole talk show format, Mark.
Right, yeah. Right. I actually had to write that down for myself.
Must ask questions.
Yeah, I can only count to eight, so I have a hard time passing my own test. If you were to give advice to a DIYer who wants to tackle their own kitchen project, and keep in mind your answer can be don't do it, what advice would you give someone considering a kitchen remodel?
Yeah, you want to go first?
I'll take this one first, and then obviously chime in if you think I'm missing something. I was answering this question with a friend of mine the other day, and, you know, they were saying, how do you answer this question? And it's difficult because you don't want to give somebody bad advice, and everybody's got a different level of comfort when it comes to these projects. I mean, if somebody said to me, oh, you know, you put the slap the backsplash on like this, and you adjust the cabinets, you know, I'm recording this stuff as it happens, and I'm fully confident to go in and do it. So to somebody who's got a proficiency with power tools and levels and tape measures, and, you know, they're not afraid to use tools and they've gotten a comfort level with them, you know, I would give them different advice than I would to somebody who just bought their first home and they're figuring out where the hot water heater is. And, you know, so I think you definitely want to start with smaller projects. If you're doing small updates like your backsplash, you know, or even some hardwood flooring for that matter. You know, those are things where even if you make a mistake, they're correctable. The one thing, you know, we tend to steer people away from, you know, kitchen cabinets are deceiving because there's no electric, there's no plumbing. It's like, oh, well, you take the cabinets out, you put the cabinets in. You've got to level these cabinets. If you have an older home, your floors could be, you know, out of level. Walls are not always plumb and square. So, you know, to get a real professional installation of your kitchen cabinets, to have all the doors adjusted and the drawers working properly, there's more that goes into that than one may think. So when it gets into the kitchen cabinetry, the electrical, and the plumbing, for absolute certain, we definitely suggest sticking with the pros.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with Anthony more. I think we always say we don't want anyone flooding or burning down their house. I'm telling you right now, we laugh about it and we say it all the time, but I cannot tell you how many times we go into doing any of the demolitions, remodeling, anything that we do, and you find the homeowner special. It's someone trying to do some electrical work, trying to do some plumbing work, and they just exacerbate the problem, make it 10 times worse than it is. And they are very lucky they did not burn down their house. So, you know, small, like little tiny projects like that, absolutely. You know, if you make a mistake, they kind of are easy to correct. Or if you're halfway through, you're like, oh, I can't do this. I'll have someone else come in.
Wow.
You know, some people,
Well, we're lucky that we got to talk to you guys. You are awesome. Check out Kitchen Cousins on HGTV, and we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com. Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simons and Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Got a cup of coffee waiting for the day to break.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and I love a cup of coffee.
I love coffee.
I love coffee, too. You know, it would be even better if we had coffee in our outdoor kitchen like the Kitchen Cousins got.
Well, how about that time that you asked me to get you coffee and then I came home with a can of coffee?
Yes, and I said, where's the liquid coffee I asked you to buy?
And I said, I got pre-liquid coffee.
He got it before it was even liquefied, so I had to make it myself. And then I got myself a cup out to pour my coffee in that I made, and then he walked over to me, and he had used my cup, too.
This is one of those classic husband moments where I was only physically able to hear one out of every three words.
Yeah, coffee.
I got all my hearing got used up in the previous conversations. All I got was coffee, out, store.
And then you bought a canister
yeah.
of coffee.
Apparently there were filler words in there that meant she wanted actual coffee.
Yeah, that happens a lot around here. Yeah.
Does it happen in your life? If so, email us at info@myfixitup.com.
Yeah, and let me know.
Post on our Facebook page.
Because Mark will only hear or be able to read every third email from you.
And post it three times so I get all the words.
No, but I'm really, like, I really want to have an outdoor kitchen because I think it sounds like an awesome thing.
Oh, love.
And there's
the
so many really cool products out there, like the outdoor dishwashers and all the really cool ranges. And
outdoor bar. Shut up.
Outdoor bar, you know, they've always had, like, tiki bar kind of thing that people have had.
I love tiki bars.
Yeah?
I love bars.
You do love
Maybe
bars.
Maybe Dr. Darrell would come over.
Dr. Darrell would come over if we had an outdoor kitchen party.
Whip up some cocktails for
he
us.
He probably would. I'd be scared, though. I'm a little nervous about him behind the bar because I don't know what he's going to be making me. It's going to be, like, on fire or have, like, hula girls jump out of the glass. I don't know what's going on.
Hula girls jump out of the glass. I thought my side-by-side was something else. Now you've got actual I Dream of Jeannie popping out of the thing.
I don't know. He's got, like, a magic touch. He's a mixologist. No, I wanted to share this with you because I was actually looking at outdoor kitchens and all the different cool products.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I guess, you know, guys, you probably can relate to this, is when you see the shows on HGTV and you see the outdoor televisions, sounds like such an awesome idea.
Yeah.
To have your own outdoor TV.
Totally.
Be good for party. It would be good just for hanging out.
Yeah.
Watching the game.
Yeah.
The whole nine. So I have been looking at, like, how much do these things actually cost?
$1,100,000.
$1,100,000. That's a made-up price. No,
that's
not
a real number, Mark.
That's not a... What's that guy's name?
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, that's what he would say.
I don't like that man.
I don't like that man. No, I found two companies, Skyview.com and SunbrightTV.com. And I was kind of comparing, you know, what are the different TV models? What are the sizes, the accessories, like all the stuff that you can get with an outdoor TV?
I want a remote control that turns it on. And for it to not snow inside my TV.
Well, there are things.
That would be adding snow in your reception, giving that a whole new meaning.
Well, there's like things that you might not think about for an outdoor TV that you need to have. Like, it needs to not have, it needs to be anti-glare.
Sure.
It needs to be weather resistant.
Totally.
You need to get a cover for it.
Like your HVAC unit. Same thing, except you can watch it.
Most people don't watch their HVAC unit in their yard.
I do.
I mean, hey, guys, you want to come over? There's a really big, cold front coming in. That unit is going to be off the hook today, guys. I'll get some beers. It'll be awesome. No, really. Like, there are things that you would need, like a waterproof remote control.
Sure.
Stuff like that. But there are things that are available that blow my mind.
I'm going to sit down now.
Absolutely blow my mind. And like a starter TV is like a 32-incher.
Okay.
Is about $2,000.
Okay.
If you're going to get that kind of TV.
Well, it's got to be super beefed up.
You
like
can get like a 56-inch TV. But you know what? From the small to the large, you can get these accessories that blow my mind. Do you want me to start low or high?
Oh, no. You start low and let's reach a crescendo.
Okay. Well, one thing is like a mount that you can mount it to your deck, like a pole, or you can mount it in your yard.
Can you use it as a basketball backboard at the same time?
It's
put a hoop on in the bottom?
Like the same effect.
Back shot!
Like you can. You mount it in your yard, like a billboard kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
You get that.
Yeah.
That kind of makes some sense. And then you can also get them, you can wheel them around. Now, there's a lovely picture on one of these websites.
I've got about 80 jokes that I want to tell right now. I probably shouldn't go down that road.
But there's a lovely picture on one of these websites of a woman exercising on her treadmill by her pool with her like flat screen outdoor TV on wheels. So she watches it. Like she's got places to put like the treadmill that goes outside, the TV that goes outside, and she exercises by the pool.
That is actually cool because treadmills are not that much fun, and if you actually can like make it more fun,
and if you have the
it.
Facility to store all of these pieces of equipment, I applaud you and would like to know if you would like to send us a check.
I would take the TV running. See if I
could
push it ahead of me like a dog stroller. You know what I mean? Push it ahead and watch a show.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Okay, so I have to let's talk about the thing that absolutely, like, makes my head pop off, is that you can get a truck mount for your TV.
You sure can.
Okay? So you can get a truck mount for your, like, super-duper, like, 56-inch television. Now, think about this. You mount...
Tailgate heaven.
Yeah, you mount your television to your truck. And you plug it in through the tailgate, okay?
Sure.
Got it?
Sure, there's
good for
a wire
a big
harness
game,
back there.
Good for camping, good for all kinds of stuff. And you drive, like it blows my mind. You could drive and have your big old TV. Like you could.
Well, you'd have to take it off to drive.
But then you go.
Imagine sitting behind that truck in traffic trying to change a channel. I don't like this show.
No, but the thing is like parades, think about it. Like where I grew up. I grew up in the
parades.
Town.
Yeah, because, you know, the three parades I put on a year.
Well, I went to, where we live now.
This is not going to be a relatable story.
Where we live now, there are parades, annual parades.
I'm desperately trying to divert you.
And where I grew up, we had an annual Founders Day parade. Now
Founders Day is awesome.
Now, we used to, like, decorate with, like,
Day
tissue
is.
Paper flowers and, like, do all kinds of... crafty things
not
to decorate for a parade. Now, you could actually get your own TV and mount it to your truck.
You wouldn't have to decorate it.
You wouldn't. You, everyone,
no tissue.
It would be like, you know, 100 trucks driving by with TV shows playing.
Watching HGTV.
Your YouTube video. Like, you make your own YouTube video, and it's just a parade of YouTube videos or something like that.
Of me? That would serve my hollowness.
It would serve your hollow nouns. But it actually, it really does blow my mind. And you can get a security alarm for it.
That would make sense.
That has 120 decibels.
The alarm is 120 decibels, because that would be one heck of a loud TV show.
It would be a loud TV show. But, you know, I can imagine, especially if you have your outdoor TV on wheels by your pool, it might get stolen.
Yeah, someone would want to try to probably skate away with that.
They could literally skate away with it if it was on wheels.
Well, in the other thing, too, is when you're setting these up, you want to be able to, like if you do an outdoor kitchen that has a bar or whatever, you want to be able to swivel these TVs, so swivel mounts.
Yes, they have
and
that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, you can swivel it. You can do the possibilities are endless for consuming television programming outside.
I love it. We're going to consume a break.
Oh, don't. SunbrightTV.com and Skyview, VUE.com, for more information about those outdoor TVs we just talked about. And we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Live.
Get in line. This is cause enough. You know you'll just leave me far behind. This construction. Build the wall.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and here we are at the beginning of the end.
We are at the beginning of the end of this show, so don't forget to go to MyFixItUpLife.com and check out free stuff. You can win $1,500, and you can win an iPad, too.
Yeah, and the first one's the Real Cedar Real DIY Contest, and the iPad is from DaVinci Roofscapes. So email us
at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message up on our Facebook page. We want to hear questions about your DIY projects and your DIY triumphs, too. We'd love to learn from you.
We love your stories. Also, follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook.
Watch our videos on YouTube.
And join us for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. This is my Fix It Up Life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our big kids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we